I thought I saw you out here. I made an excuse to your mother to slip out. Why don't you want to be inside? I get it. Way too many people. Once the drinks start flowing, so do the scents. It starts to stink up the whole damn place. You're lucky. Alpha Proudmore is flamboyantly showing off his mahogany scent. Meanwhile, Beta Chen keeps bragging that his clean linen is going to keep it away from our noses. Like that's ever worked. So then, Alpha Proudmore's mate, Omega Vale, took that as a sign that someone was trying to come onto his mate. So he's been clinging onto Proudmore's arm all night long, flaring that blackberry scent any chance he gets. It's so pathetic. Like anyone would actually want Alpha Proudmore. Like, you can keep him, boy. Oh my god, that's not even mentioning the fact that Omega Price has had one too many to drink. And she's throwing her scent around like it's nobody's business. We get it. We do. You're single. You don't have to let everyone know with your green tea scent. We can tell. We can see it from the smile on your face and the fact that your bite mark is actively fading. She's really getting desperate, which means things are finally getting interesting inside. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Where are my manners? Do you want a taste, dear? Please, please, drink up. Have all of the champagne you want. Anyways, I came out here because I needed to clear my head and nostrils for a bit. With everyone posturing in there, it was becoming way too much for me. I get that younger alphas feel the need to show off like that. But it becomes more annoying than it's worth as you get older. I wouldn't be caught dead posturing like that for an Omega now. It's so embarrassing for the both of you, you know? Well, for starters, it causes everyone around you to have a reaction. It's selfish. You're not the only one in the room. You should be wearing scent blockers. It's just basic courtesy. Though, if we look through the window behind us, it looks like someone is about to say something. Do you see how Beta Alder is starting to walk towards the group? Yeah. She looks like she's on a mission. Look at that. Oh, I'm sure whatever is happening inside is going to be quite juicy to hear about tomorrow. But I don't want to be in any of the videos of whatever fight is about to break out. So I think I'm going to stay here on the balcony. You're more than welcome to go inside and check it out for yourself. I'm just going to ask for my drink back. Well, if you're staying out here, I'm still going to ask for my drink back. Thank you, dear. You were allowed to have a sip, not the whole cup. Are you going to stay out here with me the entire time? That's probably for the best. You are the heir to the company that's hosting this gala. It wouldn't look good for you, a young and upcoming Omega, to be inside when whatever happens, happens. People could take it the wrong way. If you were just chatting on the balcony with an old family friend, well, that's just par for the course. You do have to keep your mom's friends entertained, since one day you will be taking over the entire business, right? It's good to be on good terms with everyone who will be interacting with your company. Securing those bonds now could be the difference between me hiring your company or going with someone else. As I take a sip of my drink, I let a little of my pheromones out, allowing you to properly scent me. Peony and champagne fill the night air with an undercurrent of green apples. It smells like summer nights. You can practically feel the warm summer breeze against your skin. Why don't you let out a little of your scent, dear? Is that? Oh, it is. That's cinnamon with a dash of clove and some orange, too. You know, I watched you grow up. I never imagined you would smell so enticing. Going off to college did wonders for you, dear. What year are you now? My goodness. It must have been 2, maybe 3 years since I last saw you. No wonder I didn't recognize you at first. You have grown into the spitting image of a very attractive Omega. If you would have told me that the little kid whose diapers I changed would have grown into this, I wouldn't have believed you. But here I am, staring into your eyes, thinking about how much I want to kiss and taste that scent up close. Would you be okay with that? Good. It's the only thing I've thought about since watching you take a sip of my drink. Someone's certainly eager, wrapping your arms around me and bringing me closer. This isn't your first time with an alpha, is it? Can't imagine what your parents would say if they knew that their precious heir was giving it up to alphas all over town. Your entire family's reputation is put on the line every time, but you don't care. You're going to do whatever you can to get a knot. That's what you live for. If you're acting like this normally, I can only imagine what you turn into when your heat starts. Maybe if I'm lucky, you'll show me one of these days. As your hand moves lower, you start to cup my growing bulge through my dress, wanting to feel just how big I am. Are you going to be able to take it, Omega? I figured you would. Just a bit bigger than average. You're going to love how it feels. I can fuck you against the ledge of the balcony right here. Don't even need to take anything off. Just lower it enough for me to have access. Oh, there you are, dear. Lean against the railing for support if you need to. Pulling the slit of my dress to the side, I'm easily able to take my cock out of the panties. Stuck in the confines of the silk fabric, now you get to feel the spongy head pressing against your entrance, rubbing around the sensitive area. You find yourself leaning backwards, trying to get more of the movement. I can't not you out here because people are going to notice if we're stuck in this exact position for an hour. Now, what I can do is come outside of you and then bring you back to my place after the gala is over and show you just how big my knot really is. How does that sound for a compromise, dear? I thought you would like the sound of that. Yeah. I've never met an Omega to turn me down yet. So excited for a knot. It's the best feeling in the world. Shouldn't really call alphas knot heads when really it's the omegas that are desperate for it. Oh, if you don't get a knot, you're just not happy. It always pushes you over the edge and gives you the best orgasm of your life. You're a little disappointed you won't be getting it right away, but the idea of going home with your mom's best friend just to get her knot? Well, that's too good for you to resist. Feels so filthy to be doing this, but you can't help yourself. You've always had a little crush on me, haven't you? Oh. You always thought I was pretty. Would see me in my bikinis growing up and wouldn't be able to tear your eyes away. On holidays, when I would get all dressed up, you would beg me for a dance and bring me any food you helped make to show off. It was like your little Omega brain was trying to court me, even back then. It was so cute. I didn't think I would ever take it seriously. How does it feel to finally get what you want, dear? I'm glad I could make this dream a reality for you. Can't say I ever imagined you like this until tonight. I saw you standing out here on the balcony all by yourself. Thought I would shoot my shot. It was better than staying inside and entertaining the rest of these people. This gala is no different from the previous 30 I've been to. But you, on the other hand, you are one of a kind. You're interesting, actually keeping my attention. I'm not going to give up a chance to play with such a pretty Omega. Just look at you, taking my cock so deep. It must feel really good, huh? Oh, yeah. Just remember to keep your voice down. I know there's music inside, all that posturing is going on, but that doesn't mean anything. One loud moan from you is all it takes for all the attention to be on us, yeah? So you're going to do your best to be quiet, aren't you? Oh, good Omega. Going to make Alpha so proud. You try to rock your hips with me, chasing your pleasure. Your knuckles are gripping onto the railing as I pound into you from behind, feeling my breasts against your back. Every jiggle has you that much closer to the edge as your whole tightens around me. So fucking wet, you're starting to make a mess on the ground below. The lute squelching fills the night air. You bite back, a noise, hoping that it's enough to hold your moan in as I hit the right spot. Oh, fuck yeah. Sounds so sexy, dear. I wish I could hear you without anything in the way. I bet you beg so prettily. Can only imagine how wrecked your voice gets. That just means I really do have to bring you home with me. Oh, going to have to come up with a clever excuse to tell your mom why you aren't going home with her. She won't be happy if she finds out about the two of us. Can imagine her forbidding you from ever seeing me again. You'll have to be sneaky, make some excuse like you're sick, and then slip into my car without anyone noticing, yeah? Oh, good thing you decided to wear all black. It's going to make it a lot easier to hide you. Not going to let the night end without nodding you at least once, dear. Consider this an appetizer. A little tease of what's to come later. If you think this feels amazing, just wait until you feel my nod inside you. Stretching you open, filling your hole to the brim with cum. As is, we're still at the party. Can't stay knotted together, so you're going to feel me come outside of you. You're then going to pull your underwear up and wear it the rest of the night, understand? Oh, I know it's going to be uncomfortable. That's the point. I want you to remember who you're going home with. Won't be able to forget if you're feeling my cum all night long. It's only going to make you wetter. Hope you have practiced keeping your pheromones to yourself. Otherwise, everyone in that room is going to know what a horny omega you are. Can you imagine what would happen to your family's reputation if it somehow got out just how easy their air omega is? Oh, that's why. Oh, fuck. That's why it's important to be quiet, dear. You don't want to bring any attention to ourselves. Right now, we look like two old friends catching up. Inside, the drinks are flowing. The scents are everywhere. No one is paying attention to us. That's why we can get away with this. The second you get loud, our secret gets out. Gotta keep this between the two of us. For your own reputation, for your own legacy's sake. Can't let people know just how easy you are, Omega. I'm sure you spread your legs this quickly for any alpha that gives you attention, but you have to pretend that it's harder. It doesn't matter that I'm an old family friend and you've known me your entire life. You saw a hot older woman with a knot, and your little brain decided that you needed my knot, didn't you? And you're going to have to wait until the night is over to get it. Doesn't matter that you can feel it getting bigger. It's not going to be inside you, locking us together. No. This balcony quickie is going to stay a secret between the two of us if you want to orgasm, understand? Oh, good Omega. Oh, yes. Why don't you touch yourself? Yeah, that's good. As your hole tightens around me, you try to keep your sounds inside, but it's getting harder. Your hand rubs in time with my thrusts, pushing you closer. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's a good Omega. Taking Alpha's cock perfectly, getting closer. Oh, you feel amazing wrapped around me. Taking every inch, appreciating the stretch of the knot. Oh, if only it was going to lock inside you and fill you up. That would be the cherry on top of everything. Instead, you're going to have to feel it inside your underwear as you walk around, waiting to be taken back to my place. Oh, fuck. As I aim for that bundle of nerves, your eyes glint shut, trying to keep it together. Oh, you don't have to, dear. Come for me. I know you want to, and don't fight it. Let it all out, Omega. Be good and come. Oh, that's right. It all went into your underwear, didn't it? As you look down, you feel your hole clenching around nothing. You hear me starting to tuck myself away as my knot hangs heavy. Luckily, with the cut of the dress and everything, no one's going to be able to tell. Only those that are actively looking for it are going to be able to catch it. How do I look? Do I look good? Flustering at that. How adorable. You're acting like my cock wasn't just inside you making you moan. Did it live up to all your teenage fantasies about me? Well, the night is still young, dear. Let's head back inside. I could use a refill, and I'm sure your mom is going to start looking for you soon.